Hello, this is the Cambridge English Movers Practice Listening Test, Set 3, produced by Eureka Language Services Limited. Look at part one. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello. Are you all having fun in the shopping centre?
Yes, we are.
Is that your friend there in the blue scarf?
You mean the one buying a burger?
That's right.
That's Peter. He is hungry.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
And who is the boy near Peter?
Oh, the boy on the phone?
No, the one in the brown coat.
That's Jim.
I love his coat.
2.
Who is the girl with the pretty green handbag?
The girl looking at the kitten?
Yes.
That's Daisy. She has many different handbags at home.
She looks happy.
Yes, she loves kittens.
3.
There's a girl listening to music.
Yes, she has brown curly hair.
That's right.
Her name is Jane. She wants to buy a CD.
4.
Oh, I know that woman. Look at all her shopping bags.
You mean the woman with the blonde hair?
Yes. Is that your mother?
Yes. Her name is Mary.
5.
There is a boy on the floor. Is that Paul?
I think it is.
Is he okay? He looks like he has a stomachache.
Oh no.
Let's go and help him.
Okay.
Now listen to part one again. 1.
And who is the boy near Peter?
Oh, the boy on the phone?
No, the one in the brown coat.
That's Jim.
I love his coat.
2.
Who is the girl with the pretty green handbag?
The girl looking at the kitten?
Yes.
That's Daisy. She has many different handbags at home.
She looks happy.
Yes, she loves kittens.
3.
There's a girl listening to music.
Yes, she has brown curly hair.
That's right.
Her name is Jane. She wants to buy a CD.
4.
Oh, I know that woman. Look at all her shopping bags.
You mean the woman with the blonde hair?
Yes. Is that your mother?
Yes. Her name is Mary.
5.
There is a boy on the floor. Is that Paul?
I think it is.
Is he okay? He looks like he has a stomachache.
Oh no.
Let's go and help him.
Okay.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Good morning.
Morning, Paul. Did you do anything in the holidays?
Yes, I went to the countryside with my family.
Did you go to see the waterfall?
Yes, we did. It was really pretty.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
Is the waterfall easy to get to?
Yes, but you have to walk on foot to get there.
Why didn't you go by car?
The roads are too small and dangerous.
2.
How was the weather that day?
It was sunny.
That's good. That's better than rain.
You're right.
3.
Did you see anything else?
Yes, there were many rabbits.
What colour were they?
Let me think.
Were they brown?
Yes, correct. They were brown rabbits.
4.
So, was the waterfall nice?
It was. It was very big. And there were many fish at the bottom of the waterfall.
Really? How many did you see?
I counted 23 fish. There were also 4 frogs.
Wow!
5.
I saw something scary in the forest too.
In the forest?
Yes. I think it was a bear.
Oh no! I'm happy you're safe now.
Now listen to part 2 again. 1.
Is the waterfall easy to get to?
Yes, but you have to walk on foot to get there.
Why didn't you go by car?
The roads are too small and dangerous.
2.
How was the weather that day?
It was sunny.
That's good. That's better than rain.
You're right.
3.
Did you see anything else?
Yes, there were many rabbits.
What colour were they?
Let me think.
Were they brown?
Yes, correct. They were brown rabbits.
4.
So, was the waterfall nice?
It was. It was very big, and there were many fish at the bottom of the waterfall.
Really? How many did you see?
I counted 23 fish. There were also 4 frogs.
Wow!
5.
I saw something scary in the forest too.
In the forest?
Yes, I think it was a bear.
Oh no! I'm happy you're safe now.
2. Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Charlie is talking to his Aunt Mary about the presents he got on holiday. Which present did Charlie get for each person? Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Charlie. How was your holiday?
Great. I bought lots of things. For me, I really wanted to buy a board game, but it was too big. In the end, I bought a book about roller skating because I got a pair of roller skates for my birthday last month.
Can you see the letter B? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Did you buy any presents for your friends?
Oh, yes. I bought sweets for my friend Paul. He likes to eat sweets. He always brings them to eat at school every day.
He mustn't eat too many sweets. Did you go to the fun fair on holiday?
Yes. I went to the fun fair and went on many rides. I played on one game and I won a teddy bear. I will give it to my friend Zoe. She likes to play with dolls and teddies.
That's nice of you.
Aunt Mary, I bought a present for you too.
How nice! What did you buy for me?
Well, it was a little difficult. I know you like to read books, but you told me that you started swimming lessons. Because of this, I got you a pretty pink swimsuit.
Brilliant! Thanks!
I got a present for Uncle Fred too. I bought him a baseball cap because he likes watching baseball. He can now watch his favourite sport with it on.
That's great. I can give it to him for you. It's your cousin's birthday on Friday. Did you buy him anything?
Cousin Jim? Yes, I got him a birthday present.
Is it a game?
No, I got him a toy train because I know he loves them.
Ah, yes, he does.
Now listen to part three again.
Did you buy any presents for your friends?
Oh, yes. I bought sweets for my friend Paul. He likes to eat sweets. He always brings them to eat at school every day.
He mustn't eat too many sweets. Did you go to the fun fair on holiday?
Yes. I went to the fun fair and went on many rides. I played on one game and I won a teddy bear. I will give it to my friend Zoe. She likes to play with dolls and teddies.
That's nice of you.
Aunt Mary, I bought a present for you too.
How nice! What did you buy for me?
Well, it was a little difficult. I know you like to read books, but you told me that you started swimming lessons. Because of this, I got you a pretty pink swimsuit.
Brilliant! Thanks!
I got a present for Uncle Fred too. I bought him a baseball cap because he likes watching baseball. He can now watch his favourite sport with it on.
That's great! I can give it to him for you. It's your cousin's birthday on Friday. Did you buy him anything?
Cousin Jim? Yes, I got him a birthday present.
Is it a game?
No, I got him a toy train because I know he loves them.
Ah, yes, he does.
That is the end of part three. Part 4. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. What did Jane eat for lunch?
Hi Jane, do you want this apple?
No thanks, I had a watermelon for lunch.
Only a watermelon?
No, I had pasta too.
Nice.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Where is Mary now?
Where's Mary?
She's not in the house. She's at the swimming pool.
At her school?
No, at the sports centre.
Oh, OK.
2. Why did Jack see a doctor?
Jack, where were you yesterday?
I was ill and had to see a doctor.
Did you hurt something?
No, I have a cold.
Oh, here, have some hot water.
3. What did Peter think of the movie?
Did Peter see the movie last Saturday?
Yes, he told me he did.
Did he say it was funny?
No, Peter said the movie was very sad.
Oh, I don't want to watch it now.
4. When did Jim wake up?
Good afternoon. Why is Jim not here?
He only woke up at 11 o'clock this morning.
But it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon now.
He's eating lunch at the cafe.
5. Where did Lily go yesterday?
Hi, Lily. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, I did. I went to the park yesterday.
To have a picnic?
No, I walked my dog.
Oh, I love your dog.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Where is Mary now?
Where's Mary?
She's not in the house. She's at the swimming pool.
At her school?
No, at the sports centre.
Oh, okay.
2. Why did Jack see a doctor?
Jack, where were you yesterday?
I was ill and had to see a doctor.
Did you hurt something?
No, I have a cold.
Oh, here, have some hot water.
3. What did Peter think of the movie?
Did Peter see the movie last Saturday?
Yes, he told me he did.
Did he say it was funny?
No, Peter said the movie was very sad.
Oh, I don't want to watch it now.
4. When did Jim wake up?
Good afternoon. Why is Jim not here?
He only woke up at 11 o'clock this morning.
But it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon now.
He's eating lunch at the cafe.
5. Where did Lily go yesterday?
Hi, Lily. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, I did. I went to the park yesterday.
To have a picnic?
No, I walked my dog.
Oh, I love your dog.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Here's a picture for you to colour.
Great.
Can you see the boy?
Yes, he is feeding a dolphin.
Can you colour the boy's hair brown?
Yes, I can.
Can you see the boy's brown hair? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1.
The children are in a boat.
Yes, they are. Can you colour the sail?
What colour?
You can choose.
I'd like to colour the sail red.
Great. Let's do some more colouring.
Okay. Can I colour the whale?
Good idea. You can colour the whale blue.
Yes, that's a good colour for a whale.
Free.
Now, can you write something for me?
Yes. What would you like me to write?
Write star on the boat.
Oh, I like looking at them at night.
Fantastic.
Four.
Look, there are 2 dolphins in the sea. They are my favourite.
Cool. Can you colour one of the dolphins?
Which one?
The one nearest to the boy. Colour it pink.
A pink dolphin. I like it.
5.
Now, let's colour some more.
Can I colour a fish?
Sure. There are some fish swimming at the bottom.
Can I colour the biggest one?
Yes. The smaller fish are swimming behind it. Colour the big fish purple.
OK. I'm colouring it now.
Well done. The picture looks pretty.
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
The children are in a boat.
Yes, they are. Can you colour the sail?
What colour?
You can choose.
I'd like to colour the sail red.
Great. Let's do some more colouring.
Okay. Can I colour the whale?
Good idea. You can colour the whale blue.
Yes, that's a good colour for a whale.
Three.
Now, can you write something for me?
Yes. What would you like me to write?
Write star on the boat.
Oh, I like looking at them at night.
Fantastic.
Four.
Look, there are two dolphins in the sea. They are my favourite.
Cool. Can you colour one of the dolphins?
Which one?
The one nearest to the boy. Colour it pink.
A pink dolphin. I like it.
Five.
Now, let's colour some more.
Can I colour a fish?
Sure. There are some fish swimming at the bottom.
Can I colour the biggest one?
Yes, the smaller fish are swimming behind it. Colour the big fish purple.
OK, I'm colouring it now.
Well done. The picture looks pretty.
That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.